The fortunes of the Catholic Church changed significantly on the 13th of March, 2013. That day, the Jesuit Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, emerged out onto the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square and was introduced as Pope Francis. With a disarming lack of formality, he addressed the assembled throngs with a simple Buonasera. The impact was immediate. The millions watching his first appearance as Pope sensed there was an intriguing strength and a vulnerability about this man. Hope was rekindled that a new era might be about to begin, an era where pomp and ceremony, fancy vestments, infallible pronouncements would be replaced by love and understanding, compassion and humility. A little over a year later, the public fascination with the new Pope has not waned. Being named Person of the Year by Time magazine is a remarkable achievement, but making the front cover of Rolling Stone, where he is described as a people's Pope, shows the breadth of his appeal. Eschewing the papal apartments for the Vatican guesthouse, driving around in a Ford Focus rather than a chauffeured limousine, these moves might at first appear to be gimmicks, were it not for the manner in which they chime with the core beliefs of Francis. He is not faking it. People sense that he is someone with real humility and a genuine commitment to the poor, and they are lapping it up. The times, they are definitely a-changing, and methinks, for the better.